I'll be honest, I tried to weasel my way out of this when Irene first asked me. I have a big fear I'm trying to overcome of public speaking, and on top of that, I'm a crier, so a big crier. And on top of that, we just recently found out I'm pregnant, so I'm sure I'm going to cry even more. And when I told Irene all this, I don't even think it fazed her. She said, thank you, Jesus, congratulations, we'll see you April 26th for new life. So it was interesting, though. I was telling my mom all this. I was like, I can't do this. And she told me, as she always does, pray about it. And I did the night Irene asked me. And the next morning, I woke up with this experience on my mind that was just very overwhelming. And I knew instantly, I was like, okay, this is what God wants me to share with all of you. So here it goes. It was about seven and a half, eight years ago that my husband and I conceived our first child. And as soon as I found out I was pregnant with her, just these immense joys and peacefulness and just happiness just completely overtook myself. It was, I feel like, the first time really in my life that I felt, okay, this is my calling, motherhood. And it felt right. And it felt like this is what my ministry is, I guess, my mission, you know, my goal. And that was even actually, it was before I felt all this, even before actually she was even born. And the pregnancy, the labor, it went perfect, and we gave birth to a little baby girl. We named her Avery Joy, and life was absolutely perfect. I was blessed enough to stay home with her, something that I've always dreamt of doing, to stay home with my children, and she was just a perfect baby. I know I'm biased, but she slept all the time, and because of this, I had all this time on my hands, since I wasn't working. And so I started reading the daily readings. I started, someone gave me a God calling book that I fell in love with. I started praying the rosary daily as I nursed her. I joined Magnificat. My mother asked me to join Magnificat, and I didn't really have an excuse to say no. So since I had all this extra time, so I did that, and that's been one of the biggest blessings of my life. But I was definitely at a point in my life where my spiritual growth was just skyrocketing. And about the time Avery was maybe 4 months old, just completely out of the blue, I started having these fears. And these thoughts and these nightmares. And it was odd because I'm not the type to worry or to be anxious or anything. This wasn't my character, so I didn't really know how to handle these thoughts. But they were very dark and very just horrific. These vivid visions that I'd see, and I remember telling my husband about it actually. And I remember his response was, you know, you just have to have faith that God's going to protect her. And I remember thinking, well, you know, that might be easy for you, but I guess I didn't have the faith. I just kept thinking, how can you just tell someone to have faith and then they're just going to magically have faith? You know, I felt like for me something had to happen, something had to concrete, I had to see, or, you know, for God to give me this proof that he's going to protect her, because these thoughts were just so real in my head. And these thoughts became so, they were just all the time, to where they started to affect my daily routines, to where just when I changed her, I'd think certain things. You know, anytime I'd walk into the kitchen, I'd have a certain thought. I started locking all the doors and all the windows, thinking, you know, in case someone could easily come in and kidnap her and you know, then harm her in these violent acts that I had in my head. And it was just hard to shake them, and I didn't know what to do. And I talked with my mother one time at lunch about this, and I remember her telling me, you know, Katie, that's Satan, and he's trying to... Have my tissues. That's Satan. He's trying to steal your joy of this motherhood. He's trying to steal your peace that I had. And it was so true. She told me, you know, what you need to do is every time I get one of those thoughts, I need to say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I did. And, you know, she told me, she's like, you know, he's not going to give up that quickly. You just need to over and over and over again keep saying that until those thoughts go away. And so, you know, soon after, a thought would come back, and I would say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And then instantly it would come back into my mind, and, you know, again, I'd say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And bam, it would come back. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. And just over and over and over and over and over again. And this lasted for, I'd say, a couple of days, a few days, until finally it just stopped, it ended. And I can honestly say it's been, 7-8 years now, and five and a half children later, I've never had one of those fears. And I just, I guess I'm just so thankful that, you know, this new life that we're talking about, it's like God gave me this, through my mother, this weapon to fight this attack that Satan was, you know, trying to attack me. And I just thought it was a beautiful gift. And on top of that, I think I received the gift of faith, which ever since then, I've just never turned back. It's like these doors just opened up, and I'm just floating along, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful new life, and thank you, Jesus.